love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. I'm actually encouraged that apparently you are taking voicemails again. I obviously did get an email response from my wife. She was up late last night, it appears, and I assume put a lot of effort into writing the response. For that, I'm grateful. Because of the amount of content, I only responded briefly because I am seriously concerned. She sold herself on things. She is saying a lot of things, and I wanted to be careful in my response and maybe respond point by point. Some things I'm going to respond more openly, some things just to her. But there are a number of issues. But, you know, one example, because I just listened to my long response of yesterday that I did on video, that, you know, for example, when I made a statement yesterday and I pointed, at that time it was Revelation 21:8, and if you will notice in there, I said, well, wait a moment, let me read it. And I actually went to the text to read it. I'm not simply throwing out things. I'm trying to be submissive to the scripture. Whereas I will contend my wife is doing exactly what Jim Cross does. He refers to something and then he shreds it when he uses it. So I want to try to show that difference because I think this is important. But a trivial couple things. I thought of Tirzah today. I took a hike, and as I was going, I went a couple places, and one of the places I did a bit on the Greenway. And as I was walking, a man was going in the other direction on a bike. He was going fairly slow. And I heard a distinctive sound as he passed me, and I looked, and there was his glasses laying on the ground, and he was riding down the road. So I picked up the glasses. He was going quite slow, but he was going faster than when I walk. So I had to break into a run. And so I'm running down the Greenway with a bag over my shoulder and so forth, and thinking of Tirzah, because I remember the way I would run with Tirzah. And Tirzah would demonstrate to me that she's a runner.
You have reached the maximum time for recording your message.
Tirzah's a runner, and I am not. that was humorous. And now, of course, because of the little bit of information I know about Susanna, I wonder about her. So, you know, it's interesting how this guy drops his glasses. And it reminds me of Tirzah, and it reminds me of Susanna. It was just fascinating. And also in that vein, for like the fourth time in the last couple of weeks, and this is the second time that somebody actually, I'm going up a major street, then I take a little kind of a short little detour on a side street, and a woman was coming up that major street, turned into the side street, approached me and asked me if I needed a ride. She went out of her way to approach me. That happened, that almost exact same thing happened a couple weeks ago. And I've had like four offers in this year already. You know, and especially that first one, a couple of young black women, which is, you know, the pulp roller cultural will say that isn't done. I have those kind of things happened actually numerous times. There is a warmth and pleasantness in people, and there's a joy in being a community. Should be even stronger in a family, shouldn't it? One other thing. considering the tone of my wife's email and the way she was thinking about protecting our kids, I was reminded because of that, when I was a young kid, maybe 10, 12, whatever, and it was the norm that we would, like, on Wednesday or Thursday night, whatever it was, the three of us, my mom, my dad, and myself, we would go to my mom's sister's house, and I would be there with my cousin, and the four parents would play Aggravation was the name of the board game that they would play. So they had, I think it was that, or did they play a Yahtzee? Whatever it was. I think they played Aggravation. Anyway, they played, and then so it was the normal thing. And it was kind of just a family tradition, and one night we were doing that, and then my dad said, come on, let's get in the car. We got in the car, and went back to the house, and kind of, I didn't understand why. And on the way, he said, and I don't remember the exact words, but okay, we're leaving that woman. It's just you and I. We're going to go be ourselves, and we're just going to just you and I. And I was scared to death because he was talking about abandoning my mom. It scared me like crazy. I remember that. I remember how I felt. And fairly quickly, he said, no, I was just kidding. We need to go running home because we forgot something, whatever it was, for a dessert or something of that nature. I don't remember what it was. But what I remember was what I felt like. The thought of abandoning my mom. It was kind of like, that just scared the living daylights out of me. What do my kids feel? What do my kids feel that they abandoned? That their mom didn't joke about it. She abandoned her dad. Their dad. What do they feel? You know, it's easy to find all the research from a variety of parties, very secular parties even, who will tell you the intact family produces far more stable children than a divided family. You want to hate your kids, separate from your spouse. That's obvious. And my wife says she's trying to protect my kids, her kids. She's self-deceived, and I think she knows it. And to close the door is hating my kids. I am going to respond in some detail how I have to work out. Last year, when I did the try to reconcile by 30 thing, which obviously got completely ignored, I took a bunch of those and put them online as the foundation series. Got a lot of traffic. For me, it got a lot of traffic. All of those videos are over 200 views. Most of those views happened within the first 30 days. And I got interactions on them. I need to think out what formula would I use for this. And that's what I might do. Because I love my family. And I love my wife. One other thing. We had, because I remember, I think we had it from, I think it was a wedding gift. The 1 Corinthians 13, the so-called love chapter that describes, you know, love is patient, love is kind, so forth. We had it. It was in a frame, nice, decorated and whatnot. And our last residence together, it was over the bathroom. And it's been my thought. When you left there, did you just flush it down the toilet? I mean, it was over the toilet. Because obviously, you simply don't believe it. You simply do not believe it. When you use the term love and compare your example of love to 1 Corinthians 13, you simply do not believe it. I do. And that's why I'm pursuing reconciliation. And I'm not going to stop. My lady, I love you.